Indians pitcher Tristan McKenzie joining us here today. Tristan, going back to 2020, you know, your first year in the bigs could not have come in a weirder time. Yet you were able to sustain quite some success throughout the season. Yeah, you made your postseason debut as well. Just your general thoughts on last year.
Definitely fun. Definitely really, really different in terms of just a lot of the COVID protocols. But I'd say overall, I was happy with it and I was excited for what that year had for me. And I'm just looking forward to the future.
Were there any personal concerns over skipping AAA ball? Or not necessarily skipping it, but I guess you did skip it in a sense to jump to that major league level. Were there any personal concerns, or is that really not a thing at that level?
I feel like most minor leaguers aren't necessarily concerned with levels. The end goal is always in sight, so I was definitely just excited to make my debut.
What were some of your bigger offseason goals? Again, you had a very successful campaign in 2020. What were some of the bigger things that you prioritized throughout the offseason?
Health has always been my priority number one. I've struggled with some injuries, and I don't want that to kind of, I don't want to be labeled as that guy. So definitely coming into this offseason, I definitely focused on my strength and my health.
So is there a balance with that in terms of training? Is it, you know, hey, I can't push myself too hard yet. I've got to push myself to get better and better each day. Is it tough kind of striking the balance there?
It's. I feel like a lot of it is just finding a routine. Being around guys like Bieber, being around guys like Plesac, Carrasco when he was with us, guys like Clevenger, just kind of finding your routine and being able to adapt it based on how you feel in that day, but still being able to get your work done day in and day out is I'd say, key.
How cool is that to have a number of other young starters at that big league level there with you? I mean, you guys are all kind of in the same boat, young, up-and-coming starting pitchers that, you know, have really, really good stuff, and you're all kind of competing with one another there to earn spots in that rotation. How beneficial is that in your eyes?
I feel like outside of just them being good guys, we're all friends, and it's definitely exciting to be able to pitch in a rotation where you feel like the guy next to you is your friend, and you guys can bounce up off of each other, and you're always learning from each other.
Kind of looking at that postseason experience, was that, you know, kind of wide-eyed moment for you getting to step on the mound in the postseason, or was that something you were confident in being able to do?
I'd say in-game, that routine stuff kind of carried me through it, and then after, when stuff starts to set in, that I was facing guys that I've been watching on TV for years now, it was definitely surreal. But when you're going through the game, it's definitely going out there for the guys behind you and being able to just pitch and hopefully get your team a win.
Tristan McKenzie here joining us on the line. Reading through some personal tidbits of yours in your bio here, I see you mentor students at Valley View Boys Leadership Academy in Cleveland. I think you'll be doing that, what, virtually now with COVID and everything. So how's that experience been for you?
So far, it's been very, very rewarding, and it's been great for me. Just to be able to be involved in a program like that where I feel like I'm reaching out and kind of helping these kids make big life decisions for themselves and help them talk about their dreams and their goals and kind of what their path is in life is very rewarding for me.
Last one here for you, Tristan. I see on your bio that you're a Lakers fan. That's still true? Do you still follow the purple and gold?
I wouldn't say I follow the purple and gold. I'm definitely a big LeBron fan. I definitely follow players more now in the NBA.
Okay. Got it. Well, Tristan, hey, I appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I appreciate the time, and best of luck to you this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.